We are learning with Sechus Gittin, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Maimit Shlostom. Omolei Rav L'Rav Acha Bardlo. Rav told Rav Acha Bardlo, Kaba de Marika Isligabach. I have a jug of Marika. Marika is a certain spice, I think it's saffron. Isligabach, I have it by you. Yave Leploini, give it to so-and-so. The reason why I'm saying it in front of him is to show that I'm not going to back out. I'm saying I'm embarrassed to back out. I'm saying clearly, I'm being maftiach you, like Rashi says, I'm letting you know that I'm not going to back out. So it's mashma. That's the end of the story. It's mashma that if he wanted to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. As long as Rav Acha did not give it to this Pliny, he could still back out. He could still change his mind. So tomorrow, no, and that's shver l'chayr because here it's ma'amid shloshtem, so it's v'koina. Someone says no. Hold kama. Dvarim halalu litnu chazara. Not that he's saying ba'apei kamil loch l'ardanibah. He's not saying I'm saying it in front of him because I'm being maftiach that I'm not going to be chayzer. That's not the pshat. Pshat is he's saying this halacha mamish. He's saying the reason why I'm saying in front of the other person is because I want to do it with ma'amid shloshtem, which is not possible to be chayzer. Hold kama. Dvarim halalu litnu chazara. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, why did Rav have to speak that out? Tama Rav Chodazimna, Dom Rav Hunam Rav, Monali Biyod, Chod, Tnuli Leplain, Rav Shloshtam. Rav says, if Reuben tells Shimon to have a mana in your hands, give it to Levi, and he says in front of all three of them, Kano. So why would Rav have to speak out, Ba'apei Kamil, Achlo Darnabi, that he has to speak out his halacha? He knows, everyone knows he said his halacha already. So the Gemara, Ima, he. If you just said the member of Maimon Shloshtam have a mina hanimil matana maruba, when do you have to do it in front of the third person? Is dafka by matana maruba? We're there. You need smichas das. So Maimon Shloshtam only works if it's in front of all three people because matana maruba. Have matana muetas, which is a little small jug of spice, loy lebayi in front of. Maybe it would work even without saying it in front of the third person. Kamash Malon, that even so, even though it's a small matana, still you have to say it in front of the third person. And that's why he's saying, Ba'pei Kamil, Lachodarnabi, only because I'm saying in front of him, I can't be chayzer. But if not, I would be able to be chayzer because Maim Shloshtam, even by a small matana, only works in front of all three. Zakhti Gemara Vaita. Hanu Ginoi, there was the gardeners who used to plant vegetables, a bunch of different guys, and they took the vegetables and sold it. And it sounds like they leased the field from an owner, and they used to have to pay. And you have to make cheshbonos because they're basically partners. So Hanu Ginoi, the Ovid Chushman of Ahadei Adalis, they made these cheshbonos, you know, they figured out how much everyone owes. Pash Chomish Isteri Zuzi Gabi Chavanao. It turned out that one of the Ginoi, one of the gardeners, he owed 5 zuz to the other ones. He was minus 5. When they figured out the cheshbon, when they made the calculations of how much everyone owes, he was holding on to 5 extra istri zuzi, which Rashi says is a selah medina, which is the eighth of a selah tzuri. A certain amount of money. So that's how it came out. They made the cheshbon together. It came out, he owes 5. Amri lei, you know what, just havidin el mari ara. And he said, ba'api mari ara, of economine, which means like this. He told you owe us 5, so you take that money and pay it towards the rent. Take the money and pay it towards rent, and we'll all split up the rest of the rent. And therefore, the money that you owe us, just give it to him. And they set it in front of the owner. And the Konamine, they also made a Kenyan Chalipin on this Mischaivis, that is Chayv to pay 5. So first of all, they did a Maimon Shloshtam. And second of all, they made a Kenyan Chalipin. L'soif, later on, also Ovid Chuzman Abayin, Delay L'Nafshe, this gardener went and made his own calculation, his own accounting. It turned out he says, I don't know anything. Also, now, Taisus speaks out that when he figured out that after he made his new cheshbon, they agreed to him that he's right. Or he had clear edus that he was right. He figured out and he was right, really. So also, Rav Nachman. First of all, Rav Huna Rav says there's Maimon Shloshtam, so you gave the money to him already. He's kind already. You actually made a Kenyan Chalipin on that money. So therefore, what can I do for you? Tosfos speaks out to the Masach Chada. The Rav Nachman Sakadaita Shaychoyze Boy. Let me show you Pasuk Avimid. He didn't chap exactly why this guy was coming to pater himself. He thought he was being choyzer from paying the money. So Rav Nachman said, too late. First of all, you have Maimon Shloshtam. Second of all, he made a Kinyan Chalipin. Omalei Ravas, Rav told Rav Nachman, Otu Hai Mika Omar Loyavino. Is he saying, I'm not giving the money? The Lekka Gai Boy come. He's saying, I don't owe the money. Omalei, so Rav Nachman said, if that's the case, I'm getting Kinyan Matayazu. The old Kinyan is a Tayaz. Every Kinyan Matayaz, he is Chayzer. He could be Chayzer, and therefore it's not a Kinyan, and you don't have to worry about it. That's what he said back. Taka's whole thing was a Kinyan Matayaz. The point of the more is that if Maimon Shloshtam B'Toyos doesn't work, which okay, so it's possible to you. That's the more chiddush. That's what we're trying to say. The whole Kenyan B'Toyos Chayos. You can have a minute that if you have a Kenyan that's even B'Toyos is you know maybe that works. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's the Makaris from here. The car, in Shachrach, yeah. In Shachrach, Reish Lama Beis, in Shachrach, Sim Reish Lama Beis, in Chayshim Beis, it's like this. Hamoicher lechaveira b'mida, if you sell your friend b'mida, meaning in Shachrach, Reish Lama Beis, b'mishkol, or b'minyan, it's mida, it's weight, different type of weights, mishkol, or minyan, v'ta'a, b'kalshu, choyze lo'ilam, she'ein oina'a, ela b'dam, avachez ben choyze. Just like by now, Allah is, if you make a mistake, you it's kind of, it's up to a sixth, right? Maybe here you think it's kind of also. The makar that a Kenyan b'tayis is Nishkin Kenyan is this Gemara. That's the makar. That a Kenyan b'tayis is a mistake. If you walk in the store and they make a mistake, it's a different story. That's a mistake. If it's a mistake, a Kenyan b'tayis is chayzer. This is the makar for that. Now, Tayis has a question. Tayis just points out, we spoke out that here when he made his new cheshbon, and made his new calculation, the case was, everyone was Maido, we had Eidos. But what about, Taisa says, what about Amigu? He could have said, I paid it up already. I paid the money already. And Amigu, because I paid it up already, he should say, I was never chayv. Why does Taisa have to come on to a case with a Maido or Eidos? Taisa says, he wouldn't have Amigu here. And Shalos, why not? Amigu, this guy, this one guard of old money, has Amigu. He could have said, I paid the money already.
Who?
To Pop Mariara, I'm saying. No, of course, the he didn't. But let's say the fact was he didn't, but he can make up a story. Migu means he can make up a story. He said, I paid it. Instead of saying, I paid it, he says that I don't owe it. So it's believable to Migu. He could have said, I paid it already. That's Tyson's question. Tyson says, no, there's no Migu over here. Why not? Because Rabbi Chanan learns Pshat and Tyson, because Migu Makam Adim. He was moida already that he owed the money. So he would not be believed, even with Amigu, that he doesn't owe the money. He has to prove it. He has to prove it either by the Balazidim and Maida, or if he has Eidos, Barura, that he doesn't owe the money. Since he already agreed he owed the money, it's like Amigu and Malcolm Eidim, and will not work. So, that's the end of Maimon Shloshtam. Now we're going back to the Sugis of Tzchia. Itma. Hoylech mono leplayni shani chayev loy. A person owes, Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon's in a different town. So he sends a shliach, he had this money, take it for Shimon. Shimon didn't ask this shliach to be a shliach, but Reuven says, be my shliach, he has money, you take it, hoylech model pointer, bring it to Shimon. I'm chayiv that money, bring it to him. Amar Rav, chayiv b'charusoi. The guy who's sending it, which is Reuven sending the money, he's chayiv b'charusoi. But it can't be chayzer, and we'll see why in a second. But it can't be chayzer. Once he gave the money to the shliach, it's like Shimon was kainit, but he's still chayiv b'charusoi. If it's chayav b'achrayis, that means that it belongs to Reuven still. So in balach zechayis, it could be chayzer because it doesn't belong to Shimon. Because since he's chayav b'achrayis, it must be it belongs to Reuven. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel when you send the money as a payment. So what's the machlekes? What's the biar machlekes? Leim v'halkem efegi. The mar sava hoylech keschidami. Umar sava hoylech lav keschidami. Made machlekes like this. When someone says hoylech, is he telling the shliach be zoychet v'shimon? So Rav holds Hoylech Kischidami, which means when I say Hoylech, I'm telling you to be Zoycha, and therefore it belongs to Shimon already, and therefore he can't be Chayzer. Mashenkin Shmuel holds Hoylech Lav Kischidami, and therefore it still belongs to Reuven, and it could be Chayzer. The only question is that if it belongs to Shimon already, so why is Reuven Chayiv and Achrayis? So Rashi says a few words here. Rashi says Hilkach Eina Chayzer. Rashi says. Because Kischidami, Miu Chayiv Achriusoi, Shamal Velo Tzavu Lamais Mazel. Mais Malva never asked you, send the Shliach. But Lachar, it's still Shver, what's going on here? And to make the catch a little stronger, there's a Taisus Daf Tesam Abeis on a Rashi there Taisis der Maschol lo yitnu. I'll read you the last Taisis. Udava tema perusha. Kiven des chusu pshita des zeichel alter. If it's a chusu, it's zeichel alter. It's his. If it's his, what? It's what's pshat yichay b'achrayis. So Rabbi Avtali Chop says pshat and kshmak a pshat. They're all a pshat more so, but his pshat is like this. He says that of course it's a chus, so he's zeichet v'shemin. But if it gets lost, so lemafreya, since I never asked you to send with that shliach, lemafreya was never a schutz. So then lemafreya, he was never kaina, and that's why the mishaleach, which is the sender, is chayiv in achrayis. So really it is kishidami, but if it gets lost, then it's meskal lemafreya, it's not a schutz, and therefore it's chayiv achrayis. That's what he wants to explain the Rashi. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel is lav kishidami, therefore it still belongs to Reuven. So what I'm saying, maybe the shaila always heilich means kishchi. The same shaila, like tain is kishchi, is heilich kishchi, tain kishchi. Let's be a right. The heilich is, let's say it's machlekes amarayim if heilich kishchi dami. Lord Gemara says no. Tkuli am heilich kishchi dami. Everyone agrees heilich is kishchi dami, and therefore the shliach is being zeicha for Shimon. So what's the machlekes? So Rav, we understand because he's zeicha already. We said it's shikol tonight, but he's zeicha already. Welcome to the Masav Lo Yamino Migu. That's Rav. Which means that Shmuel says, since Yichai v'achrayis, Migu the Chai v'achrayis, you can be chayzer. Now what's the pshat in this Migu? So the Achrayim say, like Rabbi Nachum and others say, the pshat is like this, that we're oimid das of the Meshaleach, of the sender, that he doesn't have a kavan that says chi, if he's Michai v'achrayis. As long as I'm Michai v'achrayis, I'm not telling you to be zeicha for him. Because why should I lose out? Only if I'm a potter from Achrayis will I say Zchi. But here it's Muchach, that does not mean Kizchi, why not? Because since I'm Chayav Achrayis, I must not be saying Kizchi Dami. That's what Migu means. Migu, the Chayav Achrayis, is not Kizchi Dami. So Rav is saying, Kuli Yama, Rav says it's Kizchi Dami, and that's why he can't be Chayzer. Why is Reuven Chayav Achrayis? So he said a pshat, a Tali Chop pshat, that here, because it's Melafreya, it's not a Zchiyah.
Who's Chayiv
Achrayis? The sender is Chayiv Achrayis. Because Shimon was Eichet. So I set up Pshat, and how that works out. I set up Pshat from Avtali Chop, how that works. Shimon's Eichet. What?
Rav is much more
short
to understand.
No, the Mar is the Chayiv always understood that. The Mar always understood Chayiv Achrayis. If I wouldn't have told you a Kasha from Avtali Chop, maybe you would. Right. Because like Rashi says that the Malvin never asked you to send it with him, and like we set up shot already in it, we set up shot in Rashi. There was never a kasha to Gemara. Remember, never had that sure. Gemara said the first tzad was hayol kishchi waman diyamal lohel lav kishchi. That was the machlekes. Never had this question. And then Gemara says no, everyone agrees hayol kishchi. And what's that? What's pshat in Shmuel? Hayol kishchi. Gemara never had a question. Hayol kishchi. Gemara understood. That's kishchi. Dami. Gemara understood. Gemara has a kasha. Why lav kishchi? And for the Gemara like that, tiny of us say the rap. They bring a raya to Rav, not like Shmuel. Tanya Kavah say to Rav, the Brayse like this. If someone says, Hailuch Mano L'Ploinin Shini Chayiv Loi, or Tein Mano L'Ploinin Shini Chayiv Loi, this is talking about the money that I owe Shimon money, and I go to a Shliach and say, bring this money for Shimon, or give this money to Shimon. So, Shini Chayiv Loi, Rav holds both Hailuch and Tein is Kizchi. And the same thing comes to a Pekadon. Hailuch Mano L'Ploinin Pekadon Shesh V'Yadi, I'm holding a $100 bill for that guy, for Shimon, bring it to Shimon, or tain model plenty because it's to be Yadi, or give it to him. Both of them are kishchi, chayiv achri yusoy, he's chayiv and achrayis, and balachzer and achrayis, but it can't be chayzer. Why? Because there's tain kishchi and halach kishchi. And but he's still chayiv achrayis, like we spoke about before. Break the Gemara, good, I stand by Hava. But b'kadoin, leimalei, why is it even a zchi? Leimalei, imrit soyno yushay b'kadoin v'yaracher. Let the sender say that there's no schus here for the shliach to take it because he'll say he doesn't want my pekadim b'yad the shlishi. I never trusted the baal pekadim. Shimon says I never trust the shliach to hold my pekadim. I never trusted him. Amar Rav Zera. Shimon doesn't want. Shimon gave his pekadim to the bank. Let's say he trusts the bank. The bank sends a lakeway, a taxi service. He says, "What do you mean? I never asked you to send a taxi service. A pekadim. What? Yeah, but it's not schus either. It's not a schus either. It can't be schus either. You can't make a schus if he doesn't want it. It's more time now.
What's the ramification to Shimon?
It makes a difference, but it's not. I say you can't say he's being zeich of him because that's chavon lam shayfan of him to be zeich of him. I don't want him holding my pekadim at all. I don't want him touching my pekadim." The picture of it's not money. Picture it's a porcelain, crystal, huge glass. I don't want you touching it. So here, giving it to him is not a schos for me. Giving to him is not a schus for me, therefore it's not going to work. So Rav Zeira, Chuzel Kafrin, the case was the Meshaleach was Chuzel Kafrin. So it's a umdana, he definitely would want it out of his hands, into anyone's hand. As long as it goes, leaves the Kafrin, he's happy with that. This, since the guy he gave it to was Chuzel Kafrin, he found out now. So therefore, it's a umdana, they'd want it in that person. Hakaponim, Rav holds is Tein Keschi and Hele Keschi, and he's shown both by Pekodin and by Manis Jaidir. Rav Sheshes, Havli Ashrosa, the Sabli B'mechuzo. Rav Sheshes had Rav Sheshes had a business in the Mechuzah. He sold them coats, and they bought it on credit, and they pay him off. You know, in a year they owe 30 days or 60 days, whatever the case is. They owed him money for his coats. He sold them coats, and he owed them money. So only Rav Yosef Acham, Rav Yosef Acham was going towards Mechuzah, to Mechuzah. He says, "V'hai the osis, I similarly, when you go to Mechuzah, please bring back the money they owe me. They'll pay me. They'll give you money to give me Ozal." So the people who owed money to Rav Sheshes gave Rav Yosef the money. I'm relay, but they told Rav Yosef, you know, nikni minach, be kind for me that you're going to be responsible. I don't want to be responsible. These are the mechuzah, the senders of the money. I don't want to be responsible. You should be responsible. So nikni minach, you're going to be kind for me that you're going to be responsible. I'm relay in. Rav Yosef said, yeah. He let him leaving without making a kinyan. He also got better. He came back to Rav Sheshes, Amalei, Shapev Atlish Shavas Nav. It's very smart that you didn't make a kinyan. L'Shavas Navshcha Eved Loivil Ishmalva. That you didn't make yourself Meshubed. You didn't make yourself into Eved. Being Meshubed for Achrayis makes yourself into Eved. It's good you didn't make yourself into Eved. L'Shta Achrina, Shapev Varta Eved Loivil Ishmalva. A different Lashon means like this. Since they are the Meshubed to me, they are the Avodim, there's no reason you should be Mechayev and Achrayis. So very good that they're Shtamit, because you know, why should you be Chayav HaKrayis? Two pshatim. Either pshat is that why should you be Eved, or since they're Eved, they are responsible. I'm not sure, since he said yes here, if this shikl, not yashus, that thing wasn't handled, but definitely he would say it was smart, that you should not, no reason you should be Mekabel HaKrayis, because they are the one who are responsible.